Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as he walk in the house, he's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chandler, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. Something's happening in Omaha right now.
Oh?
Something is happening in Omaha right now.
Don't you dare say it out loud.
I'm not going to. Gagewood, everybody. What a great name.
Too. Right?
Great name. I'm not going to say it. Arkansas versus Murray State, playing well. The Razorbacks are.
Mm.
All right. We could be closer and closer to expansion in the Pac-12. As it currently stands, the Pac-12 is at 7. They need 8 to be a football conference moving forward. Not this year, but the following year, when the likes of Washington State, Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State, and Utah State all join forces to reinvent the Pac-12. And Gonzaga basketball, by the way.
The state schools.
And Gonzaga.
Which is kind of fitting, considering they're the one basketball school.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Pete Thamel and Kyle Bonagura of ESPN, they're hot on the trail of what the Pac-12 is going to do. And this popped up. Texas State appears to be the next addition to the Pac-12.
I mean, we talked about this a little bit on Friday.
Get excited for San Marcos.
I mean, they're better than they were.
Yeah.
Like, what... I'll put this to you.
Mm.
What's the best possible team they could truly get? Texas State, Memphis. Was UTSA on that like a year ago?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then UNLV and Air Force were also in there. And I think that UNLV would have been the best one that you could have gotten.
Regionally, it makes more sense.
UNLV would have made a lot more sense, but they stuck around in the Mountain West for God knows why. Well, more money. But that would have been position A. Memphis would have been position 2. Tulane was in there for a while. But, you know, as it is sorting itself out, Memphis is still an option as a football-only school, according to the reporting. And that is a football-only with all their other sports transitioning to the Big East Conference. In Memphis is a no-doubter. I think it was 11 straight bowl games that they've gone to. They have made good coaching hires. It's in a recruiting ground that you want to be in. And that's like, if you look at Texas State, they got G.J. Kinney is their coach. Mm-hmm. Good coach. Actually, one of the rising stars, young coaches. probably not going to be long for Texas State if he replicates back-to-back 8-5 seasons in San Marcos, which are really damn good. Mm-hmm. But Texas State is in Texas, and it's right in between. If you don't know where it is, it's smack dab right in the middle of Austin and San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where they are attractive to you, right? You're in a very fertile recruiting ground. You can go down, recruit kids from Texas. You can tell them that, hey, we're going to be playing in your home state at some point while you're here. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is valuable to have. Outside of that, they've gone 8-5 the last 2 years. Besides that, they've had one winning season as an FBS program. They've gone 8-5, 8-5, then 4-8, 4-8, 2-10, 3-9, 3-9, 2-10, 2-10, 3-9, 7-5 under Dennis Franchione, 6-6, 4-8. It is a school that has struggled. The world needs ditch diggers too. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of what they would be. They want an enhanced payday. They would get that in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. But
they know they're needed.
The other aspect of this is that the part of the reporting of Thamel Bonagura was that that payday ain't going to be what they were pitched the Pac-12 conference. It's going to come in under $10 million per school, mm-hmm. which if you think about it, Memphis, who is rumored to be contemplating a Big East and Olympic sports move and a football move to the Pac-12, they got $11 million from the American. Mm-hmm. Now, the Big East basketball revenue paired with a football mm-hmm. rev share would get them over $11 million, but it's not going to be this haul that is going to get Tulane to say, yep, we want to come out, yeah. or any coinciding moves to get UNLV away from the Mountain West. If Memphis does leave the American, mm-hmm. the Mountain West could be in quite a pickle, because then you would have Army, Navy, and an opening for Air Force to go into the American Athletic Conference.
And then all of a sudden that gets real dicey. And that's the leverage play you maybe use if you do try to circle back to UNLV.
Yeah. I think the Texas State one, you need an eighth team mm-hmm. just to round this thing out. There aren't a ton of great options out there. Go ahead, make that move. Texas State isn't going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. The question then becomes, is the Pac-12 with that slate of Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State, Utah State, Texas State, those eight schools, are you the leader in the clubhouse for the group of six conferences that get an at-large or an automatic bid to the college football mm-hmm. playoff? I think you are in a really good position yeah. with Washington State, Oregon State, and Boise State especially. Yeah. The idea that Fresno State and San Diego State could pop back up, San Diego State could pop and have staying power, that is attractive. But that's the position you want to be in, is are we in the group of six conversation? Is that schedule good enough to say, all right, that Boise State, that Oregon State team, they're good enough to make the college football playoff? I think it is because the bottom of the Mountain West is still the bottom of the Mountain West, and Boise State's been playing them for years and they have cachet and they have credibility.
And now all of a sudden, if you take that from one team in the Mountain West to three in the new version of the Pac-12, Pac-10, Pac-8, whatever the hell they end up calling this, and then let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say Fresno State and San Diego State do cycle up and at least have relevancy. Mm-hmm. Not you know, peak Fresno State teams that, you know, are giant killers, or San Diego State having, you know, a 10 or 11 win season, but just say that they're continual 7-9 win teams. Now all of a sudden you went from 1 or 2 to 3 to 4 or 5. How many other of the lesser conferences can say they have 3, let alone potentially 4 or 5?
But this is always the question, is that good for your group of five? Because dominance is what gets those group of five, or now group of six, conference teams in. And you need to have one or two of those games, but this is a conference that's lining up to be 4, 5, and 6 of those games where it's like, no, those are pretty solid, mm-hmm. and they can bite you where you just need to rack up wins. And that this is where it's like the damned if you do, damned if you don't mm-hmm. in the group of six world. Hell, you could take that out of it when the Pac-12 was a Power 5 conference. Look at the College World Series. Oregon State, Arizona, UCLA, all in Omaha mm-hmm. right now. This isn't because Arizona all of a sudden went to 6 months of being in the Big 12 and their fortunes changed. No. It wasn't because UCLA went to the Big 10 and was like, hey, look at us. Mm-hmm. Look, we figured this out. No, it was the middle of the pack of the Pac-12, whether it was football, where you saw Arizona State mm-hmm. go to the College Football Playoff in their first year in the Big 12. You saw Oregon go 13-0 in the Big Ten yep. in their first year. The Pac-12 never got enough credit for how good the middle was. Mm-hmm. And the middle was good. And they cannibalize each other. And when you're out west, people just go, ah, it's just not very good.
Yeah.
It's just not very good. Whereas the SEC and the Big Ten, they get the benefit of the doubt. And they're like, no, they are pretty good. By the way, Colorado, which was a disaster in the Pac-12, they damn near won the Big 12 too.
They had an opportunity to win the Big 12.
That was always my argument about the Pac-12. And it makes me feel good mm-hmm. that, unfortunately, when it all blew up, that all of those schools
were good.
Actually did something with yeah. it. They actually did something with it when they left. And exception of Cal and Stanford, who were on the outside, and they got a life raft from the ACC.
But Stanford is wholly different because they were very good for a very yeah. sustained period of time, where Cal is Cal.
Now, if Memphis does in fact come over and they are a football-only member, mm-hmm. I think there's no doubt about it. That's the best damn group of six conference yeah. out there, and they should be getting the benefit of the doubt over the Sun Belt, the Mountain West, the AAC, mm-hmm. the MAC. And
as much as we love our action, but they should
Conference
be
USA.
The next one there.
But as it stands right now, it's a 8-team conference, so you play 7 conference games. Mm-hmm. You probably have a rival built in there where you either play 2 games, so Oregon State would play Washington State twice, mm-hmm. Fresno State would play San Diego State twice, Boise State and Utah State play twice, and you go some imagination of that just to get to 8 conference games.
And then their non-con, Oregon State plays Oregon, Washington plays Washington State.
And you get four non-conference games. Like, you're forced into the, even if Memphis does come mm-hmm. along, and they're saying that would be in 2027, mm-hmm. I think is when it would be, that they would come over. If Memphis does, you still have an 8-game conference schedule that has balance. You play everybody in the conference, and then you still have 4 non-conference games where you can say, all right, it's our year to kind of make a statement, and you play that Boise State route where they're like, we'll take it on the road.
Yeah.
You want an extra home game? We'll go play it.
Cool.
Georgia, we'll go play you in the kickoff classic in mm-hmm. the Georgia Dome and just see what we got. We'll go play Oregon, and we'll go play USC or Ohio State, and you take all comers when you know that is your year to ramp up and mm-hmm. you need a quality win, or you need a tight game.
Tight game, yeah.
Like what Boise had yeah. this past year at Oregon.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, again, we've been talking about this now for 2 whole years plus, the future of whatever pack insert number here turns into. And this is it coming to fruition in one vein or another, where you kind of look at it and go, is this something that I can grab a hold of, and it's more than a life raft? Like, you're back on the boat now. Now, you're not sitting, if you're using the cruise ship analogy, you're not sitting in the penthouse suite with the big overlook of the ocean, but you're not in the cellar. Like, you've got a deck level view with a small window.
Yep.
You don't have the wraparound porch, but hey, this is fancier living. This is more comfortable. You're not, you know, sitting in the hammocks and the bunks and like Navy style, so, you know, sharing beds with everybody on different shifts. You're living not the good life, but the better life. And I'm not saying that as like, you should be happy, Oregon State, Washington State. You shouldn't be. But this was always the path of like, just keep it going until you get like, you make, stretch the rations, mm-hmm. make them last until you get pulled back onto the boat. And this feels like them getting pulled back into the boat.
And I hope we're there.
Yeah.
I hope we're there. All right, blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball, and a star pitcher for a rival commented on it. Danny Dusty on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball yesterday. Not many baseball topics or trades that are worthy of discussion. This one is.
Yeah, the Boston Red Sox got tired of old Devers whining.
The Giants have acquired three-time All-Star Rafael Devers from Boston on Sunday. This is a big-time trade. I mean, they mentioned him as this is our organization. Mm-hmm. He is moving forward, going to be the face of the Sox. Then they went out and they got Alex Bregman. And they're like, oh, well, I mean, things are going to change. Remember during spring training, the whole, hey, going to play third base, Devers? And he's like, that's my position. Which a guy who is told that he is going to be the face of the organization, Rafael Devers probably had a good reason to feel that way.
Sure.
But Alex Bregman rakes and has a better glove.
Mm-hmm.
That led to a lot of consternation. He didn't hit well at the beginning of the year. Devers didn't. He was kind of slumping. They were moving him around, trying out first base, DH. We're going to see where this kind of sits for him and if he ever gets happy. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, the Red Sox trade him to the Giants for left-hander Kyle Harrison,
mm-hmm.
right-hander Jordan Hicks,
mm-hmm.
a prospect James Tibbs III, great name,
mm-hmm.
and a rookie right-hander Jose Bello. All in return. That's a big deal. He's getting paid $250 million, by the way.
And remember, the Giants have Matt Chapman, who is injured right now at third base. But a really good third baseman. So which way does that kind of go? I want to read for you real quick a tweet from 2022. And we can talk about the implications of this later. But this is from Bill Simmons, noted Boston sports guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for the Rafael Devers for five prospect trade. That's next. Let's keep cutting those costs for 2024 so you can sell the Red Sox and redirect the money for Vegas NBA expansion team with LeBron, guys. That's a tweet from almost 3 years ago. You can look at the tea leaves for the Boston Red Sox and the Fenway Sports Group. it's not a secret in the NBA sector that Fenway Sports Group and LeBron James are kind of the clubhouse leaders for Las Vegas expansion. It's been like that since basically COVID. But whether it was Mookie Betts or now Devers or their lack of a willingness to pay anybody else or to invest in anybody truly long term, lets you know kind of where Fenway Sports Group stands as it pertains to the Red Sox right now.
Well, I think this also coincided today with Liverpool, who Fenway Sports Group also owns, saying that they are going to spend money this year.
Well, if you divest from one team.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, because look, don't get me wrong. There's money to be made in baseball. There's more money to be made in the NBA and soccer.
Yeah. Well, Clayton Kershaw had quite the interview on Sunday Night Baseball last night. The Dodgers were playing the Giants, and Kershaw just brought it up. They mentioned about a trade, and then he jumped right in. This is one of the best pitchers for the rival of the San Francisco Giants on the Devers trade.
Another number for you. So 1-for-4, 3 strikeouts, 2018 World Series, you against Rafael Devers.
Yeah, how about that trade? That's wild. Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good for Buster, man. He's going for it. I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst. You know,
right.
So he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's. I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so
exactly.
He's a good one. He is a good one, but I don't know, man. It makes him better right now for sure.
Right there, you have Clayton Kershaw just going in. By the way, he's going to be a great analyst if he ever wants to do that and not sit on just his mountain of money afterwards, after his playing career is done. But Clayton Kershaw just saying, in laying it all out there, as a guy who plays for the rival but in the division, knows their lineup inside and out, because that's his job to do it. Going down, I know they have a great prospect at first. I know they have Chapman at third, but even if he's just a DH. But what the Giants just traded for is the same situation that Devers did not want in Boston. And so you open up a full can of worms right there. And then Kershaw goes in, and this is where the Red Sox fans have all of the vitriol to be spewing at the organization.
Yeah, Kyle Harrison was in the deal. Tibbs was in the deal.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Yeah, well, Eduardo does because he was a Florida State star.
Oh, okay. I don't care about college. I don't know what you do in the pros. I don't care about college.
Hicks was in the deal. He was the 13th pick in the draft. That's all you need to know about.
Still
that.
Don't care. But Jordan Hicks is a good pitcher. He's solid, so I get that.
I love it.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I signed out of high school, too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Show me what you've done at the major league level.
Right. That's right.
And that is why Red Sox fans are like, we gave up Devers for Harrison and Hicks, essentially.
Yeah.
Because you heard Clayton Kershaw right there say the clip before, I know they have a great prospect at first base coming up.
Mm-hmm.
He knew who that was. All of a sudden, the 13th overall pick, he's like, I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah.
Show me what you have done here, because everything else, it does not matter. I don't care what kind of prospect you are. No, until you do it, and I'm impressed by you, you don't matter. James Tibbs didn't care, didn't know. But he knew they got a great prospect at first coming up, and that was it.
Yeah, it is interesting, and it was funny. I had that game on. I was like, ooh, Dodgers-Giants. I was getting ready to sit down as the trade happens. And you watch the entire Giants dugout just looking at their phones, like doing the – remember when Josh Hart was traded?
I was going to go more along the lines of Luka Doncic with everybody going, no way.
Yeah, like everybody finding out, like going, what? Like doing that. Like there was a lot of that happening.
The Lakers players were at a concert or something. Wasn't that where they were?
Yeah.
It was the Suns players.
Suns
KD.
Players,
yeah.
No, they were here. The Blazers were playing the Suns.
I don't know who it was.
Yeah, no, the Blazers were playing the Suns. Because I remember that the post-game locker room for the Suns was like, you know, the off-the-record stuff was like the general tone was, well, if he can be traded, anyone can be traded.
Anybody can.
It was like there's a little bit of fear that kind of went through the locker room of like, whoo, boy. But like, I was talking to some baseball friends of mine. They're like, it's kind of funny. Clayton said at worst top 10. The worst that I heard was at worst he's a top 20 hitter still in baseball. And the Giants really didn't give that much. And it was funny listening to the pregame. They were like, Buster Olney Posey was there in the morning for the game. And he flew back to San Francisco to get this deal done. And if you talk to any Giants fans, they've been the bridesmaid basically in everything, whether it was
Otani,
Vladdy, like whoever big free, you know, guy that could potentially be got, their name was always there, but they just never got it done. They really didn't give up a ton to go get a guy who is still possibly one of the best hitters in baseball. And now all of a sudden you start kind of believing in the Giants again.
And they're only two games back of the Dodgers for first in the NL West. Mm-hmm. They have one of the best records in the NL still, just trailing the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And like, this is kind of a move where this season turned around so quickly with Buster Posey at the helm. Now you're looking at a Giants team that's saying, all right, what are the pieces? Again, a franchise that saw something and they said, we're going to go and get it.
And doing it earlier.
And getting a depressed asset too.
Yeah, and doing it earlier so that you have more time to kind of figure it out instead of waiting till the last second. I thought that was pretty poignant.
It will be interesting to see where it goes, though. And does Devers have an issue with Matt Chapman being on the roster? Will he have an issue with being a DH or playing first?
Platooning first, yeah.
But it's a new environment, and that's the biggest thing, is that new environments mean so much for a lot of these guys. And just that change of scenery can mean so much, especially for a hitter in the game of baseball.
And with the circumstances changing, you're not coming into the team knowing that third base is yours.
Yep. Being told, this is, you are the cornerstone of our organization.
And I think that that paradigm shift matters.
Yep.
All right, normally on Worst Day on the Web, we go for something outside of the world of sports, but we had something happen in the NBA Finals that absolutely, unequivocally deserves a Worst Day on the Web, and that's Stephen A. Smith playing solitaire.
What are we doing?
This is... I don't want to say this is the point, but I'll ask the question. Is this the breaking point where the fan base around the NBA collectively tells ESPN to go to hell? We'll get to that next on our Worst Day on the Web. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet, right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
All right, worst day on the web today. Coming out of the NBA Finals, I've made it pretty clear on my stance of the NBA and the product that ESPN puts on TV. And Adam Silver, leading up to Game 3, gets up there on ESPN ABC. And he has the audacity to drop the line that ESPN has been always been more about the hardcore basketball than TNT.
No. Well, I think you could have said that.
Yeah, you could have.
A decade ago.
Sure. But definitely not in the last 10 years. Do you want to?
Yeah, we have a no-hitter complete in the Gage Wood for the Arkansas Razorbacks. No hits Murray State in the College World Series.
I think it's the first no-no. I think they ran it on the ticker just a second ago since 1990.
Now we have
third all-time in the Men's College World Series.
We have controversies in this, though. There's controversies because the first batter for Murray State in the ninth inning, I was trying to figure out, because we don't have the audio on. They just were popping back and forth. I think they called that he leaned into a pitch that he got
plunked on the elbow, and then Arkansas asked for a review.
And he leaned into it, and in college baseball, that's an out. I would have been screwed, because that was my getting on base as a child, and I was warned by umpires in Little League, stop leaning into pitches. It would have not gone well for me. But what we do have is a no-hitter in the College World Series by Gage Wood, who was throwing gas.
It pitched 116. He hit 97 on the gun.
Holy. Well, that is adrenaline, too. That is absolutely crazy. Didn't have a perfecto, but a no-hitter in the College World Series. I'm going to golf clap that.
He did carry the perfect game through 7 2/3.
Zero walks. Plunked a guy. But you know what? Send a message. I'm okay with that. Wait, what? No hitter. That guy was also, this is what I love about college baseball. They lean so far into the personalities.
Mm-hmm.
I love every single bit of it.
The Virginia pitcher.
The big donkey.
Yeah. Go.
He's great.
Yes.
But they lean into, in that it sucked in the regionals when the Duke player came out of the dugout wearing the hard hat and he got run from that game and had to sit out the next game just because of a celebrate. Like, get out of there with that. But they're okay with guys hooting, hollering. It's great. I love that about college baseball. And I love that, like, in the game of college baseball, so much of it is you cannot commit. The guy who's the color analyst, he was on the morning game yesterday, the Louisville-Arizona game. He said, college baseball comes down to the team that has the fewest errors. It is not perfect. It's actually can be pretty ugly at times, but the cleaner team ends up winning. And then it's, can you get to the other team's bullpen? Gage Wood went 116 pitches in this game.
19 strikeouts.
Bullpen did not see a single pitch. Nope. That is winning baseball. And look, we've seen this before. Oregon State knows a thing or two about this. Having these guys, he's going to get his rest after this type of day. But if they get in that knockout round, they get in the championship series, watch out now, because you're going to see that guy throw 70 pitches, take some time off, and he's going to be like, no, hell no, I'm going to win this game. And if it comes down to game three, he'll be there pitching. It's not great for your arm, but the competitiveness, I love.
Also, it's dope to see a guy throw damn near 120 pitches again, because it's been so long since I've seen that.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, it's like you and I, we all three of us, we grew up with guys that was complete games. Like, that was normal.
I just hope it doesn't affect him long term, but throwing 97 at the end.
He still had the juice, man. It didn't look like it was falling off. Yeah. So,
all right, let's get to Stephen A.
Yeah, let's pivot to that next, because we're up against it. So it pivoted into the from the worst day to the best day for the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Woo-hoo!
And Gage Wood. But we'll push forward. We'll talk about Stephen A. Smith and just the ridiculousness of the NBA, ESPN, and whether or not this is going to be a pivot point for the NBA, because we have a little bit of news from Shams Charania that might have come out of this. Danny and Dustin in the Fan. Well, in case you missed it at the NBA Finals during Game 4, ESPN's Stephen A. Smith was caught, and at first, it was just a still frame. It was something from Snapchat or WhatsApp or whatever, but it was a still frame. And it was the quote below, it said, "Bro is playing solitaire during the NBA Finals." Now, look, I am not going to beat somebody up if during a timeout,
no,
they've got a monitor up and they're watching something else. Look,
no.
When the Portland Trailblazers were beating the Charlotte Hornets by 40-plus points when the Hornets came here, I'm not locked in on every single possession in the fourth quarter. This is the NBA Finals, where you were the broadcast partner, and it turned out the video came out of that screenshot. It was not during a timeout. It was during live action.
And the defense of it was during a timeout, you know?
No, it wasn't. And it's not that it's just the NBA Finals and it's live action. It's the NBA Finals that multiple broadcast partners have poo-pooed and downplayed, and it has been one of the best finals that we've had in 25 years.
That is the biggest issue with ESPN's coverage of the NBA now, and it was one of the things that when you mentioned the Adam Silver quote in the previous segment, you said Adam Silver said that, you know, ESPN's coverage has been more for the diehard.
Yeah.
The one thing that ESPN just does not do that TNT lapped ESPN on was they would talk about anything that was relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did they go off the beaten path and they knew that they weren't going to get X's and O's on everything? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But if Indiana or Oklahoma City, or in the rare instance over the last handful of years, the Blazers did anything that was worth noting, they would talk about that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as granular or X's and O's, but they would talk about it. ESPN doesn't do that.
No, it's a legacy play. Always. How does this affect LeBron? How does this affect Steph? I was sitting there and I'm like, you know what? Giannis is going to ask out, or the KD trade's going to happen during one of these games. And in that minute 30 halftime that they do, that joke of a halftime show, you're going to get a minute on KD instead of a minute at least on what has been incredible basketball.
It's been back and forth. It has been a time where, if you are more for the basketball head, mm-hmm. then you can highlight that. But what they've done with this NBA Finals is that they have controlled the narrative that these are two small markets and people shouldn't want to watch, which is wild to me.
It should have no bearing on it whatsoever.
And Stephen A. Smith gets the brunt of this criticism because he is paid ridiculous amounts.
Look, and this is a sidebar that should not matter to you guys, but we work in media and we see people get laid off and we see people lose jobs and we see people lose opportunities. And to see somebody who makes that much money, who the criticism of him is that he doesn't care or that he doesn't know what he's talking about, that's not necessarily true. He does care. He does work his butt off.
He does.
You will never catch me saying Stephen A. Smith is lazy in his work. That guy is doing shows at 3 o'clock in the morning and then traveling midday and going, he works. But in order to make that money, to be that guy, you cannot do that.
Well, I'm just saying that what Stephen A. catches the criticism because he is the $10 million man mm-hmm. there, right? But he and Kendrick Perkins have taken the attention off of the game.
Yes.
And they make it about more themselves than they do what's actually being presented on the court, which is really damn good basketball, competitive finals. We've had home court stolen twice now in four games where it's going back and forth and they're doing it in a variety of ways. You've had role players step up that these guys would be elevated to the nth degree. Whether it is, you know, McConnell or Toppin or
Neesmith
and
Nembhard.
We're just naming Indiana Pacers right now. But Alex Caruso's had great
games.
Caruso's
the second best player for the Thunder last game.
Wiggins had an incredible game in Oklahoma City mm-hmm. where they they tried to fight back against Indiana. Like, they, we've had these role players that would be elevated into these conversations of, this is going to make them money. This is going to define their legacy. This is giving their teams a chance. And that's not what we're getting out of this.
You had SGA have a Jordan-esque final 5 minutes. He scored 15 of the final 16 points. He had zero assists in that game. They shut off his water, and he hits insane shot after insane shot after insane shot.
He went for 35 points with zero assists in the game, the first person to do it since Jerry West. And you would think that what we saw was two rec league teams playing at the YMCA. And that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, that... that's what bothers me. And then when you see, you add that to that conversation has been throughout the first three games of this finals. And then in game four, you get that screenshot and it's like, oh, well, you're just not even trying anymore to get out of this series what we should be talking about and what should be propped up as fun basketball, competitive games, haymakers being thrown at the end of it, which should be for riveting television. And it seems like at every single turn, this series is getting downplayed
by its own broadcast partner.
And that sucks. And that sucks.
The thing that comes out of this is, like, you know, leading up into this, you have the Stanley Cup Finals and NBA Cup, or the NBA Finals, kind of going, not necessarily head to head. There's been some nights when they're on the same night, but typically they're kind of staggered. But when you're watching the Stanley Cup Finals, Dusty, do you know you're watching the Stanley Cup Finals?
Heck yeah, you do.
There's all the pomp and circumstance. There's the national anthem. There's the singer in the crowd in Edmonton. And the whole arena joins in. It's the individual player introductions. It's all of the pomp and circumstance. The paint under the ice. You know. The pregame intros. You know. Everything you know, you feel. The Super Bowl. There's 4 freaking hours of pregame pomp and circumstance to get you ready for the game. Meanwhile, in the NBA, you get 20 minutes of Kendrick Perkins in a cowboy hat talking about something stupid. And then the game starts, and the only thing you have is this little tiny digital overlay of the Larry O'Brien trophy on the corner. They treat it like it's a game. They gave the NBA Cup more coverage and more pomp and circumstance. They throw down the different floors. They go to Las Vegas. Like, you know that there's something different about this game.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the NBA Finals, it doesn't feel any different. There's nothing to it until today. Just a little bit ago, Shams Charania breaks the news that in game 5 of the NBA Finals, ESPN and ABC are going to broadcast both teams' player introductions.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a direct response to, oh, crap, the biggest face at our broadcast partner just got caught with his pants down, and now we have to do something to go, no, we care. Let's go ahead and make sure that we show you how much we care.
Yeah.
It feels very to do it in game 5, that's about as reactionary as it gets.
Yeah, they should prop this up a little bit more. Ricky in the YouTube chat, he's saying this series has been incredibly meh, and And he's saying that the back and forth, Indiana, how many times did they lead in the first 2 games? That's what made it great basketball.
Yeah.
Though.
You had a historic finish
and
where
it was back and forth in the fourth quarter when it means the most. And if you watch an NBA game, you know that rubber meets the road in the fourth quarter, and all of these games have been awesome.
The Pacers won a game leading 0.3 seconds of the game.
Yeah.
Which means all of the work that leads up to that.
I don't.
And the game on Saturday was incredible.
Yeah,
that was back and forth the entire game. I would argue that the final 4 minutes of that game were the most meh we've had because of how incredible SGA was to close out that game.
And it was finally Oklahoma City turning the tables on Indiana, which has been a fourth quarter juggernaut in outscoring them. What was it, 31-17? In the fourth quarter,
through the first 3 games, they had outscored Oklahoma City by over 20 in the second half combined.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 31-17 in that fourth quarter in game 4. It's been really fun basketball to watch. And if you don't recognize that,
basketball just might not be for you.
Well, no, but it's the way that everything has been framed leading up to this mm-hmm. for everybody. I mean, that is truly how you're sitting there and you're saying this hasn't been exciting basketball. The finishes have been furious. Game two being the exception, yeah. where still Indiana tried to make that surge. And what Indiana has done throughout the entirety of these playoffs is saying, doesn't matter what that score is heading into the fourth quarter, you better be watching. You better be watching, because that is, they can erase anything. Mm-hmm. And we've seen them be historically good in the final minute of basketball games especially. But outside of that game too, we've had slugfests throughout. And that to me is really fun. And it is riveting. We don't have a gentleman's sweep. We don't have a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. This thing is all the makings of a series that's going to go seven games. We're at least going to get six of them. But this is the makings of a seven-game series, which is what everybody begs for. They're not blowouts either way. No. And you have two young budding stars. And this is the biggest issue, is that we have this idea that these stars can't be in Oklahoma City or Indiana. And Reggie Miller played for the Indiana Pacers, right?
Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook were young stars in Oklahoma City.
It's just like the framing of all of this, like SGA, what has he done yet? It's like, well, he's won the MVP.
Mm-hmm. And the performance that he had, the last time somebody did that, scored that many points in that stretch to close out a finals game, it's a guy named Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
He's good. He's pretty good.
That's how long it's been since we've had somebody do what SGA did.
So we've had incredible individual performances. We've had punches and counterpunches from both teams. Fourth quarter comebacks have happened.
Coaching adjustments, lineup adjustments. Like, you've had everything that you need. Game winners.
And I am not somebody, like, I'm not somebody that will say, no, this is, I think you love the NBA so much.
Basketball's my thing.
Most any series. I'm not like that. And I watch this series and I go, no, this is what everybody begs for in an NBA Finals.
And what happens tonight if the Pacers win Game 5 and steal home court back again?
That's awesome. Then we head to Indiana with potential closeout on their home floor, and Oklahoma City's back at it trying to have to win two in a row to win an NBA title.
I mean, that's...
It'd be great.
It's the fact that we're having to talk about this because the league partner has done such a god-awful job is just... Such an issue.
But it's the league too.
Yeah.
It's the league doing it, and the league they're in a really tough situation where they don't know how to market this finals.
No. We've talked some NBA finals. We've talked around everything else. We haven't talked U.S. Open yet, and we had not the best U.S. Open, but we had a phenomenal walk off. At the U.S. Open. We'll get to that next year. Number three on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.